Page 24. Reading 2. Informational text. Science. Early inventions. Inventors changed the world.
One good idea can change people's lives in surprising ways. Inventors spend hundreds of hours thinking of large and small inventions. Here are just a few of the thousands of inventions that have changed the way we work, eat, and play.
Who? John Joseph Merlin. What? Roller skates. When? 1760s.
Belgian inventor John Joseph Merlin's big idea was to find a way to try ice skating on dry land. He attached some metal wheels to a wooden plate and took a very dramatic ride at a fancy party in London, England. Unfortunately, he could not control his new invention very well. He crashed into an expensive mirror and hurt himself badly. It took many years for people to develop safer roller skates.
Who? Seishu Hanaoka. What? General anesthesia. When? 1804.
Japanese doctor Seishu Hanaoka developed a way to use traditional ingredients to place his patients in a sleep-like state. Under this general anesthesia, the doctor could perform surgery without the patients feeling pain. He performed the first cancer operation using general anesthesia in 1804. He went on to perform many successful operations and train more than 2,000 students.
Who? Philippe de Gérard. Brian Donkin. What? Tin can. When? 1810.
French inventor Philippe de Gérard came up with a new way to store food in metal containers. British manufacturer Brian Donkin bought the rights to the idea. The first canned foods were made for Great Britain's Royal Navy in 1813. Today, more than 40 billion cans of food are produced every year.
Who? Margaret E. Knight. What? Flat-bottomed paper bag. When? 1871.
Margaret Knight was working in a factory, making paper bags, when she got her big idea. Wouldn't it be a lot easier to put things into bags if the bags had flat bottoms? Paper bags at the time were more like flat envelopes. Knight got to work and invented a machine that folded and glued paper bags. Many grocery stores today still use paper bags that are almost identical to Knight's first designs.
Who? Maria Beasley. What? Life raft. When? 1880.
Before Maria Beasley's invention, boats didn't carry special life rafts in case of emergency. They just had some wooden boards that were not very safe. Beasley invented a much better life raft that saved many lives. Her raft was fireproof and could fold. It also had railings that kept riders from falling off. Some of Beasley's life rafts were on board the Titanic in April 1912. When the boat sank, 706 people survived because of Beasley's life-saving invention.
Who? Mary Anderson. What? Windshield wipers. When? 1903.
Early cars didn't have windshield wipers. Drivers had to get out to wipe off snow and just drive through rain. Mary Anderson was riding a streetcar in New York City in 1902. It started to snow, and she saw the driver get out to clear the windshield. She got the idea for automatic wipers. A year later, she received a patent for her invention, even though she didn't know how to drive herself.
Who? Victor Ochoa. What? Electric brake. When? 1907.
Mexican inventor Victor Ochoa patented the electric brake in 1907. This device uses magnetic attraction to make it easier for trains to slow down and stop. Later the same year, he received another patent for an improved version of the brake, which would soon be used in streetcars traveling through many cities. Ochoa also invented a clip to hold pens and pencils in a pocket, and a small airplane with wings that could fold down for easy storage.
Who? Gideon Sundback. What? Modern zipper. When? 1913.
Like many inventors, Gideon Sundback came up with his most famous invention by improving earlier inventions. Earlier inventors like Elias Howe and Whitcomb Judson had created zipper-like closures, but they had some big problems. These early devices opened too easily. Sundback added more teeth to create something that looked a lot like the zippers we use today. His first closures were only used in boots and some pouches, but soon they were used for everything from clothing to luggage. However, Sundback didn't invent the name zipper. That word was used 10 years later in 1923 by B.F. Goodrich.
Who? Guillermo González Camarena. What? Color television. When? 1942.
When he was just 17 years old, Guillermo González Camarena changed the world by building the first color television, using parts he had found in flea markets. In 1942, he received a patent for his invention. 4 years later, he made the first color broadcast from an office building in Mexico City. Soon, this new technology would bring bright colors to screens around the world.
Who? Laszlo Biro. What? Ballpoint pen. When? 1944.
At the beginning of the 19th century, people used fountain pens, which had to be filled with wet, messy ink. Laszlo Biro came up with a new design that was much easier to use. He replaced the point of a fountain pen with a tiny ball. His new pen used quick-drying ink and could write for months without being refilled.
Who? Momofuku Ando. What? Instant noodles. When? 1958.
Momofuku Ando realized that food shortages were a serious problem after World War II. He also saw that people in Japan were willing to wait in long lines for fresh noodles. These observations inspired him to invent instant noodles. The tasty noodles and broth are made by just adding hot water to a dry mix.